This is MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore, and we're talking now with Newburyport High School girls lacrosse coach Catherine Batchelder. And coach, welcome back to MSO.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Well, here we are again. We start cold, we end up warm, but you guys are always hot. So tell me a little bit about how the preseason has gone for you guys and what's expected, because you certainly have a loaded senior group.
We do. We have really strong returning seniors, but we lost some really valuable players. So we've been working these past few weeks to try to get some of the newer girls up to speed and some of the upperclassmen who haven't had a whole lot of playing experience back up to speed. So, I think we'll have a pretty new look this year with some new faces, but I'm excited to see what the season's going to hold.
You've told me in the past about the system that you have and how you work with younger girls and you see them, you nurture them right on up through high school. Do you have a way that these kids can transition? In other words, if you have, let's say, a particularly heavy senior-laden team 1 year and then you graduate a lot, can you bring in the other kids? Even if they haven't played a lot, they know the system?
Yeah, it's not quite as seamless as that, although I'd love it to be.
Yeah.
The girls are really eager to learn, and they're really eager to, fill the shoes that are, came before them. So everybody's working really hard, and, we're fortunate that we're able to get some jamboree days, and we've had two scrimmages, and those scrimmages are really kind of elevate the play. So we've been fortunate to have a good amount of competition during preseason, and I'm excited to see what they do today on the field.
There are coaches who like to coach skills. There are coaches who like to have nothing but scrimmages among the team, between the players on the team. Are there bad habits that you have to break varsity kids out of?
Everybody's skill work needs improvement. Even the best girls on our team, the skills are something that you really always have to spend time with.
Mm-hmm.
But for trying to get up to speed in a short amount of time, we do work a lot on concepts, game concepts and team concepts. So it's a little bit of trying to keep a healthy balance between the two. But skill work is definitely something that needs to always be worked on throughout the season.
Cape Ann League is always very competitive, as is the division that you're in. I want to get to that in a second and, how you sort of navigate that through the season. But, Catherine, please tell me about your big four, if you will. Tell me about your guys who, according to Kyle Gaudette, you've got four of them committed to D1 schools next year.
Yep, we've got three seniors and a junior. So we'll ride pretty heavy on those three field players, and then one's a goalkeeper. We're really fortunate with her. She's an excellent, excellent goalkeeper. And it's going to allow, I think, our defense this year. We have some more new faces on defense than on offense and in the midfield. So I think it's going to allow us to be a little bit more aggressive and know that we can, make aggressive mistakes because we have Kate behind us in goal. On the offensive end, we've got Lily Pons, who's a senior, committed to Furman, and we've got Reese Bromby, who's a junior, committed to UMass, and our offense will go between the two of them, as well as our midfielders, which are Maddie Heath, Rita Kaylane, and Olivia McDonald, who's committed to Colgate. Those three are invaluable to us.
This said something, I think, also. This says something about Newburyport High School in general as well, because these are student athletes, and they have really, really shown well for the community and for the school.
Yes, they've worked really hard to, get to where they are, both academically and athletically. And I'm so proud of, so proud of them. And it's so much fun to watch players at the next level. So, been fortunate enough to do that with some players that came before them, and can't wait to watch them at the next level as well.
I talked with Coach Pinchon at St. John's Prep yesterday, and he talked about how being in that conference, if you're competitive, you're automatically going to do pretty well in terms of the power rankings. In your league, in your division, you have some tough schools. Of course, the Cape Ann League is incredibly competitive, but then you also have to go outside. What's your schedule look like this year?
Yeah, we're trying. We always try to challenge ourselves non-league so that we can, be ready once tournament play comes. We have Notre Dame from Hingham, who's just an absolute powerhouse. We're playing Winchester. We have Andover, Bishop Girton out up in New Hampshire. So we're trying to challenge ourselves non-league so that we can, be ready not only mentally for, different types of preparation than league, but certainly physically to play against some teams that we're not used to seeing.
Okay, the write-up in the papers, preseason and the Globe, all the times, it talks about strengths and concerns by the coaches. I think you mentioned your strengths, but are there other strengths in your team that you feel pretty confident about?
I love that our team, one thing I don't have to worry about each year is chemistry. I love that the team all gets along. We've really built a culture that every single year seniors and juniors come in and they understand what's expected of them. And, that trickles down to newer players and younger players. So I love that, we just always start every year running with such a super, super strong culture and a camaraderie amongst the girls that is, just shows on the field. So that's probably my really what keeps me going coaching each year. I've been doing this a long time.
Mm-hmm.
More than the X's and O's, I really love how the girls all just connect right from the beginning.
I think any coach would be envious of that. That's so cool. Who's responsible for scheduling the team dinners?
The captain's parents. I got to give a big shout out to captain's parents. They take on a lot of responsibility. But yeah, they do team dinners quite a bit. If we have early morning practices over spring break or on weekends, you can always find them at, breakfast after or grabbing, a bagel and heading out to the beach. They do a lot together as a team, and I think that friendship and camaraderie really shows on the field.
That sounds fantastic. All right, as we record this, game one is on Wednesday of this week. What's your upcoming schedule look like, especially considering the weather? Maybe go through the first couple of games?
Yeah, we have North Reading today, which we're really going to try to get in, even though the weather's going to be nasty. And then we don't play again until next Tuesday. So depending on what kind of weather we get on Thursday with snow or slush or I don't know what we're going to get, I'm hoping that we can get in our games next week because we have Tuesday, Friday. So.
All right, Catherine, great talking with you. Once again, thank you so much for taking the time. I'm going to be calling on you again, but good luck this season. It's going to be fun watching how your team does.
All right, thanks so much.
Thanks, Coach. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That's Newburyport High School girls lacrosse coach Catherine Batchelder with more stuff on... No, it's not more stuff online anymore. It's MSO News Sports. Whoa, brain freeze. I'm Rick Moore.